Barry DePlisi coming back to you from PCA 2024. Cigar Crew Coalition coverage continues here on day two. We're having a fantastic time here at the Drew Estate booth. Yes, Drew Estate is back, and I'm here with none other than Rob Dietrich of Sweet Amber Distilling, makers of the iconic and a wonderful and amazing black and whiskey. Rob, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Happy to be here. Representing the whiskey, we're pouring some whiskey up front. We got our new S84 shade to black cigar. So life's good, man.
This is your first trade show here, right?
It is. I'm used to doing whiskey trade shows.
Yeah.
A different bird entirely, obviously. Usually by hour five or six, people are just.
Yeah, I was gonna say people are walking in straighter lines here.
Yes, they are. Yeah, a little bit.
So I imagine the conversations are a lot more fun at the end of whiskey conventions.
Fun and or challenging.
Okay, that's true. That's fine.
Yeah. It's very similar. It's amazing. Just walking around the convention center and just seeing the incredible setup that we have at Drew Estate and the collaboration between the Black and Whiskey brand and Drew Estate is pretty phenomenal. It's pretty incredible.
I know the M81 was a huge hit, and now you've got the second collaboration coming out between Jonathan Drew, yourself, and James Hetfield, who's behind us.
Yes.
Not here presently, but everything. But talk to us a little bit about, for those people who might be not in the know for some reason, might be living under a rock. Talk to us a little bit about how this collaboration and this trio happened to partner together.
You know, it's interesting. I met Jonathan Drew probably about 15 years ago. We've been friends for a long time. When I was making single malt whiskey in Colorado, I was master distiller out there for that whiskey. And we just became fast friends. We traveled down to Nicaragua together, to Puerto Rico. And we always wanted to do a collaboration together at some point. And then, fast forward, I've been with Black and Whiskey for 5 years, Metallica's whiskey, and James Hetfield and I both share a mutual love for cigars, vintage motorcycles, bikes, that sort of thing. And we, during COVID 2020, Hetfield and I were spent a lot of time smoking cigars, social distancing, so to speak, on his back porch. And I just said, man, I got one of the best cigar makers on the planet, who's a good friend of mine. What do you think about making a cigar? And he said, yeah, that sounds like a fantastic idea. So we started, working out the details and really Jonathan was sending us out different cigars. We were trying them, writing down our notes, and kind of doing blending from afar. And so we got it all narrowed down to that M81 and a real solid collaboration. It took us about 2 years to get to that point before we were actually able to release the cigar.
And it was released as all things have been coming down since COVID. You mentioned COVID in a freestyle live. I think I can speak personally, but I think for a lot of people, it was one of the most shocking. Some of them we've been able to kind of pick out of the crowd, be like, we think this is going to be it. But the collaboration as a whole, I think, was a big shock to a lot of people. And it's really exciting. Obviously the M81 hit the marketplace with the Thunder, and now we get to see Shade to Black, the S84. So talk to us a little bit about this cigar. I know you're smoking one right now.
Yes.
And why you decided to create a second chapter to this era.
Well, the first edition, that first expression was, triple Maduro. I mean, we were just going for it, the 2-3 punch, right? And I think what we understood is having a little more, something a little lighter, kind of like a breakfast cigar, something that, you're still going to have that rich Maduro filler and binder, but having that Connecticut shade wrapper was something just a little bit lighter for the palate, something to kind of jumpstart the day with. And we felt it would be a little bit more accessible to a wider audience. The fun thing about this, when we finally got the final version, the first time James and I sat down and smoked it, we were at MetLife Stadium. Metallica was playing there the next day, and we sat there in the stadium just watching them build the set while we were smoking the very final sample, and we're like, holy hell, this thing's awesome. So we were absolutely blown away by the final version and how well it just came together.
I can imagine. I wish I could spend here all day with you. I imagine the stories that you and James and Jonathan putting together this project are just incredible. And it's been awesome sitting down with you for a few minutes and talking to you about this. We're really excited about this partnership as it continues and blossoms, and we hope to see it many, many years to come with many more projects. So Rob Dietrich, everybody, Sweet Amber Distilling.
Cheers.
Here at Drew Estate, PCA 2024. We'll see you soon.